Amidst the laughter which followed, the abbess took the hog babe from Crumphus's lap.
"Well, good morning, little nut-nose. And what's your name?"
The infant pointed to Chubby Paw as himself.
"Aye, Chub, Chub."
Logalog Django nodded to Skipper.
"Sorry to say this, mate, but we're here on business. Bad business. Some of our young'uns are missing."
Abbess Marjoram left off tickling Dub-Dub.
"Aye, we've got the same problem. Two of our dibbons ain't nowheres to be found."
Marjoram waved a pause for silence.
"Please, friends, the day is still young. There's time aplenty for bad news later. But for now, let's all go to breakfast together, be introduced to those we haven't met, and mayhaps hear a bit of good news. Follow me to the orchard. It's all set out there."
Picnic mats had been arranged on the grass, laden with food to suit every taste. Diggs was almost incoherent at the sight.
"I say, burn me blinking scut and rip me old auntie's pity for. It's... oh, corks."
Skipper checked the tubby glutton from diving in head first.
"Ahoy, young fella. Let the abbess say grace before you start victualling."
Marjoram spoke quietly in the silence.
"All hail upon this summer morn. Thrice welcome to you all who visit us in friendship here. Good comrades of Redwall."
Skipper chuckled.
"That's what I like. Short and sweet."
He released Diggs, who at a sharp nudge from Buckler, sat down sedately on the grass and passed a beaker of dandelion and burdock cordial to Tragedia. That done, he fell like a famine-stricken wolf on the food. Buckler introduced them both to the abbess.
"He's Subaltern Digglethwaite, and I'm Blade Master Buckler Cordyne from Salamandastron, ma'am. Call us Diggs and Buck, every beast does."
The abbess smiled fondly.
"Ah, Salamandastron. Tell me, Buck, how is my old friend Lord Brang?"
Buckler loosed his long blade, setting it beside him.
"Lord Brang is as mighty as he ever was, ma'am. He sends his compliments and good wishes to ye. Oh, and a pair of new bell ropes woven by his own paws. He said they are to replace the old uns. Diggs, pass me that rope."
Diggs was too far gone sampling the delights of mushrooms, spring onion and gravy pasties, so his companion had to retrieve the rope from him. Marjoram ran her paws slowly across both ropes. She produced a kerchief and wiped her eyes.
"Poor Brother Tollam would have appreciated these fine gifts. I'll tell you more about that later. Big Bartage, our gardener and infirmary aide, has taken over as bell ringer to the abbey now. Bartage, what do you think of Lord Brang's present to us? Look!"